Good morning. We're continuing Maseches Brachos. We are in the ninth parak, and we are up to Mishnah Gimel. Just very quickly, recap at the end of the Mishnah Beis that we learned last week, discussed the halacha of hearing good news. And that good news that we heard was Shmuos Tovos, that benefited both the individual who hears about it and others as well. Talking about big rains that come, will be able to irrigate the fields, and it will be a benefit to himself, obviously, if he owns the field, and to those who will benefit from the field. So in such a case, a person will make a bracha of ve'atov ha'metiv. Mishnah today, Mishnah Gimel, continues with a person having personal simcha. It's a personal simcha which he benefits from, but not necessarily do others benefit from. Now, in some cases, others will, and the bracha would indeed change. But this is the halacha of someone who has his own personal benefit. Bana bayis chadash, person builds a new house. Bekana kelim chadash, he buys new clothing. Omer baruch shachiyanu, he makes a bracha of shachiyanu. Now it's interesting to know, and we'll discuss the halachas more in depth soon, but nowadays buying a new house does not necessarily warrant a shachiyanu. Because as excited as you are moving to your new house, the house, for most of us, is not yours when you move into it. It is owned by the bank. And now you are in very deep debt, about double the value of the house that you just moved into. So as much as there is simcha, again, there are poskim who differ on this, there's various different opinions, but it's not, the Mishnah is talking about a case where a person builds a new house, he owns the house, it's his house, and he moves in. Not necessarily would that apply in a case where a person moves into a new house that he owes now $1.5 million on. If you didn't get a good mortgage rate. Now, mevarech ala ra, me'ein atova, a person makes a bracha on ra, me'ein atova, v'al tova me'ein ra. So this case, the Gemara explains, this is talking about something which at the present time is either good or it's bad, but it's realistic to believe that it's going to change. The case is, the case that the Gemara gives, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes this case, is, for example, the case of Ra, Me'ein Tova, was if there was a flood in a person's field. Now here, over the past few weeks, we can relate with that very much, but a person has a field which flooded. So obviously, at this point in time, it's a negative for him, because everything that he has in his field is going to get ruined. Flooding is never good for the produce that he has growing there. But ultimately, in 3 weeks from now, after he got rid of everything that got ruined, now all his irrigation ditches are all full, and he's able to water his field. Again, we're not talking about a time when there were sprinkler systems where he could just turn on the faucet and everything gets watered. It's talking about times when they actually had to fill up ditches with water that would go ahead and irrigate the fields. So those were things which, ultimately, at the end of the day, it was a good thing for him to have the irrigation all full. So it's right now it's raw, because whatever he had growing got ruined. But nevertheless, later on, it's going to be bad. The halacha still is that he makes the bracha on Ra, because we deal with the present time, so he would make it dayin or emes. Same thing would be true on Tova Me'in Ra. Something happens which is good now, at the present time it's good, but he's not necessarily sure that it's going to be so long-lived. In the case that the Gemara talks about is a person finds a mitziah, he finds a lost item. He's excited, he found something, but he's not living in a country, in the free country like we live in America, where if you find a mitziah, you can keep it. So they were talking about in the times when they lived under very strict ruling, and if it was reported to the authorities that he found a mitzvah and didn't turn it in, he could find himself in deep trouble. So although now he has the benefit of the mitzvah that he found, but ultimately he has that worry that later on he may wind up in jail. Nevertheless, a person is going to make a bracha on the tova. The Mishnah continues, Tzoek l'sha'avar. The person is tzoik, doesn't just mean a person cries. A person is mispalel on past things. In other words, a person cries over spilled milk. Harezu tefilas shav. Person, the tefilas shav, it's in vain. The tefilas is not really worth anything. Ketzad, haisa ish taimu ubaris. The person's wife is pregnant. V'omar, in the middle of the pregnancy, he says, Hashem, he rasin shetel ish tizachar. My wife should have a boy. It's too late. The baby has already been conceived. The genes of the baby are already determined, and therefore the gender of the child has been determined, and just being mispalel that he should have a boy is a waste of time, because everything is predetermined. And this is not a political statement. Ha'isa baba derech. A person is going on the way. V'shama kol tzavacha be'ir. He hears people crying in the city. V'amar. And he says, Yihiratzon shalo yiyu elu b'nei besi. He says, oh, I hope these people are not from my house. Again, there is a tefillah shav. People are already crying. He doesn't know who they are. So he can hope that it's not part of his family. But being mispalled to Hashem, that the people crying shouldn't be people part of my family, it's a tefillah shav, because either they already are or they aren't. So therefore, being mispalled on something which already happened is a tefillah in vain. It's late, so we're going to stop here. Just going to quickly run a look at the in Shulchan Aruch. No, we'll stop. We'll stop here. It's really late. Chanani b'kash, I'm Rasa b'kash. Did someone want to say Kaddish? You still saying Kaddish, Israel?
No, I'm